Back with you at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell going one-on-one with Andy Pondillo in our weekly Major League Baseball news and notes. And as we continue to zero in on the Astros, you know, we talk about how the Astros, Andy, I mean, they really held their ground with the Royals. They won the series against the Angels. What, in your mind, has been the best series so far that kind of reveals the core and what this team is made of and eventually what they'll be able to accomplish?
Well, the first time they played the Royals, they swept the Royals and basically ran them out of Minute Maid Park. Now, granted, you could put an asterisk by it because Eric Hosmer was not in the lineup. But again, it's only one player. And the Astros really, I feel like, made a statement when they were able to sweep the defending American League champions. It's been an interesting season because they've competed well against really top opponents this year. We've seen them beat the Angels time and time again. We've seen them beat teams that were supposed to be good, and they've been a good part of why the Mariners are so far down the American League West, because they've beat up on Seattle quite a bit this year. So they've had a few moments this year where they've looked really awesome, and then like any young team, they'll fall down, maybe lose five games in a row, but they get right back up. So the resiliency has been something special. But that Royals series, to me, was what signified to the national pundits out there that maybe the Astros are a little better than we've given them credit for.
So where is that bounce back ability? Where is that coming from in this resilience you're talking about?
I think it's the belief. All these young players, they've come up through the minor league system, and all they've done is won. They won in single A, double A, triple A. They were not a part of the Astros losing 100 games, you know, 2012, 2013. They only come up here expecting to win. Now, it definitely helps when you have Dallas Keuchel on the mound, Lance McCullers on the mound. These guys are holding the offenses down. It gives them a chance to come back. But even then, I've seen them down 5-1, and these guys are still taking smart at-bats. Let's say they've struck out 10 times through the first five innings. They're still able to put up a 4 or 5 spot in the seventh. This is a very unusual offense with so many young guys producing the way they are. Really without that true middle-of-the-order power Albert Pujols type guy, and maybe that becomes Carlos Correa, but it's hard to expect that from a 20-year-old. So it's just belief, I think. These guys believe in each other, and when one guy doesn't succeed, another one's going to pick them up.
Well, and you have a roster that you're talking about with so many young players. There were really not high expectations on this team at all, so they don't have any pressure on them, and they kind of want to go out and prove themselves.
Yeah, they've already won. Really, if they were to finish two games back and not make postseason play, I think a lot of people would be disappointed, but then they would sit down and think about it and be like, wow, this team did really well for what they ran out there this year. So I think that it's already a win for the Astros this season to be relevant into August, to have so many young guys maturing so quickly. And really, I said it last segment, it all really centers around Carlos Correa on the field. The shortstop, he's stealing bases, he's hitting home runs. I mean, he pairs so well with George Springer and Jose Altuve at the top of the order. Just Springer cannot get back soon enough.
You know, one of the things I want to bring up, and we've talked about this, Andy, is it seems like since the All-Star break, the team, obviously, that they're in sync, they've come into gear, but several players have stepped up for other injured players, like what George Springer you were just talking about.
Yeah, George Springer's been down, so Altuve assumed the leadoff position. He's done a fabulous job. Marwin Gonzalez has batted second quite a bit. Both of them have really picked up the slack. The interesting thing I watch with Altuve is his run production has gotten a lot better this season, and really that is attributed to a much more potent offense the Astros run out there. Yet you watch the maturity on this guy. He's only 25 years old. We think of him now as a veteran because, you know, he's in his fourth season with the Astros. But, man, this guy, 25 years old. We talk about Craig Biggio, who just went into the Hall of Fame. We look at his numbers. He didn't start hitting for power until about 5 years in the majors. He's more of a doubles guy. He always had doubles and home runs. The power came later. Altuve's starting to show those signs of not only being a singles and doubles hitter, but also being a power hitter that can drive a ball out, and also being a guy that can, you know, get some RBI. Could he be a 70, 80 RBI leadoff man? I think it's possible in the future at some point with the power that he's now offering to this team. So it really what he's providing at the top of the order has made a huge difference without George Springer.
So physically, is he getting stronger, or is it that confidence factor that you're talking about with Jose Altuve?
I think he's learned when to take a big swing. There are certain guys that go up there and they take these massive home run hacks and they're down in three pitches. I feel like Altuve kind of chooses his points when he wants to try to drive a ball in his game situations. He's matured a lot as a hitter, and will he bat 340 again like he did last year? I don't know. That's hard for a hitter to reduplicate that. But can he be a 295 to 315 hitter who hits 20 home runs a year? You know, I would sacrifice batting average for that. He's starting to show that pop at the top of the order. I really believe it has a lot to do with pitch selection. I think he takes a few more pitches now. He stays aggressive, but he knows when he's just got to slap a ball to the left side. And he knows when he wants to drive one out of the park.
He's got that patience at the plate. Hey, Andy Pondillo with us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at @eRadioSports. Give some love to Jed Lowry. Now rejoins the team and has been very steady with his bat.
Yeah, he was very good for the Astros before he went out, and they need him to really produce like he did before. Now, will he be a 300 hitter? Is he going to hit for a lot of power? Probably not, but what he does add is diversity to the Astros offense, an offense that's feast or famine at times, and when they get in slumps, they can look awful out there. So getting that veteran back, having him bat maybe second, maybe in the middle of the order, you can put him in different roles, a good guy to hit and run with, a guy to drop a bunt down. You know, Jed Lowry will be a very good attribute to that offense going through the final 2 months of the season.
Okay, we're quickly running out of time. Andy Pondillo with us with our Major League Baseball news and notes. I want to jump around just for a moment. The Angels, they reshaped their outfield. Just talk about some of the situations that are some of the movement that's taken place there.
Yeah, Matt Joyce has been awful for them in left field, so instead of filling his role with one guy, they decided to fill it with three. So they get three guys that probably could get banged up at any time, three veterans, David Murphy, Victorino, and David DeJesus. You know, they're all three solid hitters. They've all had pretty decent careers. I think David Murphy's probably the best of the three at this point in his career, but, you know, it gives you some platoon options, I guess. Getting three outfielders to fill one slot felt a little extreme to me, but I guess with the injury history some of these guys have, maybe they're just taking an extra precaution going into possible postseason play.
Andy Pondillo with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Thanks so much. Kicking off hour number two. Great job.
Sounds good.
All right. Much more straight ahead tonight in our MLB as Michael Emmerich is going to be joining us, author, sports writer of his new book, 100 Things Mariner Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Stay close.